From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. Air traffic authorities in several European nations are saying they will ease or lift bans on airline flights now that the cloud of volcanic ash from Iceland is showing signs of clearing in some areas. Transport ministers from the European Union have reportedly decided to allow a resumption of flights in designated caution zones. But an airline industry group is criticizing European governments for what it called a lack of leadership in dealing with the aviation shutdown. And NPR's John Itzty in London reports the economic fallout goes far beyond the airline industry.
Despite massive disruptions for the travel and airline industries over the past 5 days, analysts still believe Europe's recovery from the recession hasn't been derailed. That could certainly change if the situation continues for weeks or months. For now, though, the most threatened businesses would appear to be some of the weaker European airlines and travel companies who are responsible for feeding and housing stranded travelers. Officials say airlines are losing more than $200 million a day. Companies that depend on air freight are also being hurt. Fresh flower producers in Kenya and African fruit and vegetable producers are suffering. Companies that require just-in-time delivery of electronic components are being hit, as are drug makers who ship their products by air. John Itzty, NPR News, London.
Vice President Joe Biden says the killing of the two top leaders of the group Al-Qaeda in Iraq is a potentially devastating blow to the insurgent group. The two were killed by an American airstrike over the weekend. NPR's Quil Lawrence in Baghdad says there's hope the deaths will help defuse the surge in violence in Iraq.
Abu Hamza al-Muhajir, also known as Abu Ayyub al-Masri, is the military leader of Al-Qaeda in Iraq. That's the Al-Qaeda franchise here in Iraq. And Omar al-Baghdadi was considered the local leader on the ground. And a lot of these attacks in recent months, some of the spectacular car bombs attacks here in the capital were added to their name. If these are the right men, then military sources here are saying that this will be a serious blow to the continued insurgent attacks in Iraq.
NPR's Quil Lawrence. The space shuttle Discovery is staying in orbit for an extra day. NPR's Nell Greenfield Boyce reports rainy weather forced postponement of this morning's scheduled landing.
Space Shuttle Discovery was scheduled to land back on Earth Monday morning, but cloudy skies in Florida made that impossible. NASA can try again Tuesday morning, either at Kennedy Space Center or at a backup site in California. Discovery will be returning from a two-week mission. Seven astronauts went to the International Space Station to deliver supplies and science equipment, as well as some new sleeping quarters. NASA has only scheduled three more shuttle flights after this one. The agency is planning to end its space shuttle program later this year. Nell Greenfield Boyce, NPR News.
Stock market has turned into negative territory, the Dow down 10 points. This is NPR News from Washington. A key gauge of future economic activity is up sharply, rising nearly 1.5% in March. That's the fastest pace of growth for the Conference Board's Index of Leading Economic Indicators in 10 months. Ken Goldstein, an economist with the group, says the increase bodes well for the economy.
Here's some suggestion from the Leading Economic Index that while we might not continue at the pace of March, some of that could well continue into May and June, July and August.
Goldstein says the index is pointing to a slow recovery. A jury on New York's Long Island has convicted a former high school athlete there of manslaughter as a hate crime in the killing of an immigrant from Ecuador. 19-year-old Jeffrey Conroy was one of several teenagers implicated in the stabbing death. NPR's Robert Smith reports the case has drawn national attention to crimes against immigrants on Long Island.
Prosecutors had asked for a murder conviction, but the jury went for the lesser manslaughter charge, which means that Conroy didn't intend to kill his victim, just hurt him. The trial painted a horrific picture of what happened on the night of November 8, 2008. Conroy and six of his friends were drinking and decided to go out and beat up Mexicans. They came upon Marcelo Lucero, an immigrant from Ecuador, who tried to defend himself. They left Lucero dying from a single stab wound. After the murder, the U.S. Justice Department opened an investigation into whether police here have a pattern of ignoring violence against Latinos. Robert Smith, NPR News, at the Suffolk County Courthouse on Long Island.
The Transportation Department says Toyota will recall about 6,000 Lexus GX460 SUVs to address a potential problem that could cause the vehicle to roll over. The move comes after Consumer Reports magazines issued a don't buy warning for the vehicle last week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.
Support for